Like it, you know, it's a good, keen young team. There's plenty of young talent in there. They've got seven of the Slánhill boys are starting a successful Slánhill squad. A lot of players at the top of the game, so you know I'm confident that they'll put up a good performance. Tom, I think it's very much the you know they're not expected. I think no one's expected of them. There's no big pressure on them and. I'm expecting them to put up a good show.
Yeah, what particularly you like? What do you particularly like about the team?
No, I just feel it's a decent team. You know, they've got some great defenders in there: Brenton Rogers, Carl McCaig, Chris McCaig. Very, very, very good players. Obviously for Slánhill down the line, Paul McNeil joins them as his championship debut, so he's a good tight marker as well. Young Keenan missed the championship last year. Niall Keenan from Castle Dawson, he went to America last summer, so he's back in. Sean Francis Quinn from Swatters performed well in the league and deserves his place. I think Michael McAvoy was in there for the league, but he's indicated he's going to America, so he doesn't make it. Midfield, you've got the running game of Padraig Cassidy. I suppose anybody that watches the club football, Padraig Cassidy is one of these guys that excites the crowd. He gets on the ball and he goes on a solo run. He's very mobile. Beside him, you've got the more stereotypical midfielder. Conor McAtamney is a good player from Swatra. But up front, you know, Ryan Bell's back in the team for the first time in a couple of years, which is good. And as is Christopher Bradley. Sammy Bradley has been playing. And Shane McGuigan's probably the big hope for the future in terms of the forwards and Derry, because he's been playing very well for not only for Slánhill, but also for St Mary's and their run to the Sigerson final. So there's a lot of optimism there, Tom, you know.
Yeah, and of course, Kieran McFall in as well.
McFall and Emmett Bradley are playing at the top of their game for Glen. I've watched them playing a couple of league games for Glen there a few weeks ago, and they're really on the top of their game. And this, again, he was another one that missed last year. Kieran McFall went to America last summer and played along with Dermot Connolly in Boston. So It's quite a strong day team. Maybe a strong day team I've seen in a few years in the championship, Tom.
And tell me, looking at the lineup and the shape of the team, what kind of game are you expecting? Does it suggest they're going to play?
Well, I've no indications about that. You know, I know that Kieran Mina, who the Loch McCrory man from Tyrone, has come in as trainer this year, and I think his influence very much is towards let's be defensively sound and let's attack as one and defend as one, and he's very, very top level coach. Couldn't speak higher of him, and I know that Kieran and Damien McAleen and the boys, all the good coaches they have, will have very well prepared. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure what they're expecting. I know Tyrone have changed their game plan slightly this year, and they're seem to be kicking the ball into the likes of Cathal McShane and to Petey Hart and that. So we'll just have to see. I don't expect any miraculous new game plans or anything, Tom, but I think that it'll be a strong running defend as one, attack as one type game,
And they go into the game. Obviously, it's kind of the Lions' den, I suppose. But in a sense, they go into it on the back of a good run in the league, unbeaten, albeit in Division 4.
Yeah, well, we couldn't ask any more of them because they won every game, So I know that one or two of them were close, maybe one or two points victories, but at the end of the day, it was tough going down there for the management in the first year. Damien and the boys, I'm sure, were highly disappointed. But accepting all that, there's no more they could have done this year. They won every game. They won the league title, the Division 4 league title. It's not where we want to be. It's not where we ever want to go back at. But now we're into the championship season, and I'm not expecting a victory, but I'm expecting them to give them a good account of themselves, and to be honest, stranger things have happened to them.
Hmm. So it's all about the performance on Sunday, is it?
No, I think there's very few people give Derry a chance. There's some people like myself will be going up to Omagh with still hoping that they could pull off a victory, but I'm not expecting it. But I think that a good performance certainly is very important, but I'm still hoping that they can go up and try and pull off a victory. I mean, I've been at Omagh before. I played there before in 1991 when we weren't expected to beat Tyrone. We pulled off a one-point victory in Coman's first championship season. You know, I was up there in 2006 when Tyrone were the reigning All-Ireland champions, and we were 6-0 up at half time and pulled off a victory. So, you know, those days we were definitely underdogs. So I know we're the underdog on Sunday, but, you know, throwing our favourites, but I wouldn't say that we're going up there just to give a good performance. We're going up there hoping that we can do better in that, you know.